This is the fourth year that young whooping cranes have left central Wisconsin and followed ultralight aircraft on the birds' first migration to Florida. This year, one of the birds that trained at the Nisida National Wildlife Refuge was judged not ready to follow the planes, so he was put with older birds that already knew the way, and so far the youngster has kept up as far as southern Tennessee. U.S. Fish and Wildlife spokesperson Rachel Levin says the bird with birds pairing is an option scientists have wanted to try.
It is lower cost, of course, than the ultralight migration. It has some advantages over the ultralight migration. We still will continue for the foreseeable future to use ultralights, but this is a way to get a larger number of whooping cranes into the migratory flyway and could be used if the ultralight method is not available anytime.
Levin says the 14 young birds that left behind ultralights are also nearing their destination. But one of the 5 2-year-old birds that spent part of the summer in Michigan has died. The quintet veered over South Carolina, the first time whoopers have been in that state in about a century. But last week, researchers found the remains of one of the birds at the Cape Romaine National Wildlife Refuge. Levin says a bobcat may be to blame.
Being in South Carolina did not contribute to this bird's death. It was just an unfortunate thing.
Levin says despite the death, 49 whoopers are now part of the Eastern Whooping Crane Partnership. The only other existing migrating flock of whoopers travels between Canada and Texas. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.